How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're with me. I have such excitement going on. Later today, we have to talk about some of the mishmash going on in airplanes and this business about should there be overbooking, shouldn't there be overbooking. There are some things that everybody needs to understand, and apparently very few do, but everybody's got an opinion. So, including me, only my opinion is a little different because my opinion is based on knowledge and information. You know, about 150 years ago, I was in graduate school. And I had a professor named Dr. Mark Belf. And he had a very unusual way of teaching. He would throw out a sentence or two, and then he would sit down. And it was a two-hour class. And he would leave the class to discuss for about an hour and a half. Whatever it was, he just said. And he wouldn't say a word. Then at the end of about 90 minutes... he would stand up, all 5'1" of him, and he would say something to bring together all the information that was just splashed about by all the people. And there were about 20 people in this class, graduate class, and everybody working on their master's degree. One of those classes was about opinions. And at the end of the mishmash, he stood up and said, just because you were born, you're not entitled to an opinion. You are only entitled to opinions after you have learned, reviewed, analyzed, evaluated, given thought to, understand what it is you're talking about. Far too often I hear people who have opinions, especially as it relates to the travel industry, about things they know nothing about, which makes their opinion completely worthless. If you're going to have an opinion, it has to be based on knowledge, evaluation, reflection, conclusions. Then you can have an opinion. But to just be an empty barrel talking when you don't know what you're talking about is what I hear all the time, by the way. It makes me crazy. Makes me absolutely crazy. I'll tell you what makes me happy. What makes me happy is when I see that there are so many people who are listening to our podcasts, which come out the middle of the week after the weekend the broadcasts air for Travelers 411, heard over many of these same stations, and Travel with Stephanie Abrams, which you're listening to now. You will find the podcast at travelers411.com. They stay a year, and you can download them. If you go to travelers411.com, you like that? Travelers411.com, easy for you to say. Or S. Abrams, my first initial, last name, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. Put in any destination, any brand, any special interest that you have. If we've talked about it, you're going to get links to it. And then those links take you to the archived audio. And that'll last forever. They go up the same time the podcast goes up. But the podcast comes down after 52 weeks. So there's a rolling, the new one comes, newest one comes on, the oldest one drops off. But the archived audio stays forever. I went to the movies. last week, I saw a new film called The Promise. There must be dozens of books out there named The Promise. I've read at least two different books with that name. This is not either of them that I've read. This is the story of around World War I, when the Turks were focused on eradicating the Armenians. There's a lot of contemporary topical interest because it's not unlike the story of the Syrians. And if you keep up with films and books and stories and literature about the Holocaust, it's not unlike that either. Although the Holocaust was even worse. But this Armenian story is something everybody needs to know about. But you know me, regardless of what the story is about, it's also about where it was shot, where it was filmed, and the scenery, and who's in the story that's of interest to me from a travel point of view. Lo and behold, the people that you are loving in this movie, and it is so well acted, it is a very good script. The cinematography is terrific. And even my husband didn't fall asleep for a minute during the film, which is a hallmark of a good film. Kept him actively interested throughout. You get near the end of the film, and the hero in the film is coming from Malta. And I thought to myself, I wonder how many of my listeners who never heard of Malta before we went there a little over a month ago. We were in Malta the first week in March this year, 2017. Before we went to Malta, before Malta had such confidence in us to join our family of valued sponsors and become a sponsor of my radio shows and our online presence, I wonder how many of my listeners never heard of Malta. And here, I'm sitting in a movie theater thinking to myself, I bet there are people who have heard about Malta on my shows, didn't know a thing about it before, and now they talk about Malta, they feel like they're listening about an old friend. So, do you remember Michelle Buttigieg, the representative from Malta Tourism Authority based in New York, who we had on the air in, I'm going to say, February, before we went to Malta? She just spent a couple of weeks back at the home office in Malta and just got back. And I thought, especially now that I saw this film, The Promise, and its relationship to Malta, and she's the most recently returned person I know from Malta, we should have her on. And I want to tell you, I have standing by, who we will bring on the air by telephone from Malta, Mr. Narsi Kalamata, who's becoming a regular around here, because, you know, he's a filmmaker. And I got in touch with him and told him, A, he's got to see the film The Promise, and B, there's this whole Malta connection where Malta comes through as the champion and hero of the film. And what can he share with us about it? And he sent me back an email and said, I'm ready. I got all the information. And I know exactly where it was shot, checked with the Malta Film Commission, and we're ready to go. So we're going to talk with Michelle, and then later today, we're going to talk with Narsi Kalamata, film producer, director, actor, writer, and VIP tour guide. That's how we met, because the Malta Tourism Authority was kind enough to connect us with Narsi, and we spent two spectacular days visiting Malta and the island of Gozo, part of the archipelago that is Malta. And we're going to talk with Michelle right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Monday, July 3rd and Tuesday, July 4th at 8 p.m., James Taylor and his all-star band are back again at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The July 4th concert will be followed by a spectacular fireworks display over the Stockbridge Bowl in celebration of the Independence Day holiday. These shows always sell out, so get your tickets now at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
Michelle Buttigieg is on the line with me. She is the U.S. representative for the Malta Tourism Authority. Just immediately back from Malta. When did you return from Malta, Michelle?
It seems like yesterday, but in reality, it was about a week and a half ago.
And how much time did you spend on this trip?
I got to spend there nearly 2 weeks as well because we had various groups traveling with us. And while we are there and go across the pond, we try to take as many as possible. So I was there for a while.
This is wonderful news. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back. And I want an update on what's happening, what's cooking, what events are coming up. What should we know? I'm back. We flew back on the 17th of March through Ireland. We spent 5 days in Malta, and then on March 9th, we flew back to Ireland for another 8 nights, and then we came back to the U.S. And we're going to talk about what's happened since I came back, or things I didn't even get to see, because you think 5 days would be enough, people. It's not. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Then straight to her arms, I'll go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're back, and I have live by telephone from New York City the U.S. representative for Malta Tourism Authority. Malta, if you're just listening for the first time, is the island destination strategically located in the Mediterranean. And once again, you will understand its strategic place and the reason that Malta historically has been an important place going back to the Phoenicians and the Carthaginians. I'm sure I didn't say that right. And the history of Malta is amazing right up to present day. And that was pointed out brilliantly in a film that's out there now, people. So either plan to see it immediately before it leaves the theaters. It's called The Promise. Or you have to wait for it to come out on Netflix and Redbox and HBO and all that. And that'll probably be 3 to 6 months from now. I urge you to see this film. It's such an important film in terms of just a great story, well acted, based on truth, and ends with clearly Malta's strategic location in the Mediterranean being the place that one of the characters in this film, based on a true story, a journalist, an American journalist, gets expelled from Turkey and he is sent to Malta, where he comes back with the troops and saves the day. I mean, it is an incredible story. Well, when they announce in this film that this journalist is going to Malta, it was like, yes. And there is a little teeny spot in the film that if you know what you're looking at, you see the captain of a French warship standing on the deck of the ship. And when you're looking at the film, the left side of the screen over the shoulders of the people who are standing there is Fort St. Angelo and the sea and Malta. I mean, it's just incredible. You've got to see this film, Michelle.
I will. I promise I will. The Promise. I promise I will.
Good. Promise the Promise. There you go. So what mischief were you up to while you were in Malta?
I was on good behavior and it was all work. But the most exciting part of it is learning about what is going to happen in 2018, which is when Valletta, oh, yes, our capital city, where St. Elmo is located, is going to be the capital city of culture in Europe. And we met with the director of V18, Mr. Jason McAuliffe, who gave us ample details and shared with us some details about events and all the effort that they are making coming up to Valletta 18.
Wow.
As we stand, you can imagine this is all year round. So you can imagine 12 years of events happening, not just in Valletta. The beautiful thing they've done is they're featuring other areas all around Malta. But the festivals, the people that are coming to visit, the arts part of it, fashion, culinary, ballet, I mean, you name it, it's happening. And it's so exciting. Talking with him, he's so passionate. He's been working on this for the last probably 4 years, actually, coming up with this amazing event for Valletta. And this is the red carpet time towards Valletta, as Valletta is putting its party dress on for Valletta 18. And this was really exciting for me to learn about all the different things that are going to happen there. You would love it, Stephanie.
Well, yeah, that's not enough. I got to plan to be there at some of the stuff. But
I know.
More
I
importantly,
know.
You know, I often have different destinations, resorts, places that are having events contact me and want me to be at the events. And these sound fabulous, and I would love to be there. But I'm more interested in talking with the people who are putting all this together in advance of the event. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm there doing things about the event, which is wonderful and has its value, then the people who are listening are thinking to themselves, oh, look what we missed. And my shows aren't about news. They're about travel. So to be effective, we need to be talking with the people that are doing the art and the music and the dance and the fashion and the culinary and the whatever in advance with enough time so that those people listening right now can turn to one another and say, hey, let's go to that, and have time to plan it and get their airline tickets, make their hotel reservations, and be there themselves. Otherwise, we're just getting on the air and saying, hey, dummy, you're home. Why are you home when you could be here? And that's what basically happens. I mean, you know, when I first went on the air, Michelle, I would get calls from various places wanting me to report on or be at something that was happening Labor Day weekend, Memorial weekend, 4th of July, you know, some flag day, whatever it was. And I'd say, yeah, but all I'd be doing is telling people what they're missing. You know, and so many places are accustomed to, you know, the breaking news concept that they don't understand us because we don't do that. What we do is try to alert everybody in enough in advance so they can pack their bags and be there for it. So you and I have some work to do together.
Yes, and there's ample time, too. So we're in good time.
Yes, this is the perfect time for people to start planting the seeds for next year. But for those of you who might want to go next year, plan to go this year, too. And next year will be your second trip. And I'm sure it's, you know, Valletta is already a densely populated area. I can't imagine what's going to go on when the influx of people from all over the world happen next year. What is the month range of when these things will happen in 2018?
Actually, this is why they're not only using Valletta as the venue. They're using the whole islands. You know, Stephanie, by being there, that the islands are not huge.
No.
So you're not spending a lot of time traveling from one side to the other. Yes, Valletta will be more populated during certain events that have to happen in Valletta, but there's a lot of events happening outside of Valletta as well.
Okay, so hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break and come back. Maybe you can give us some more detail on that. Don't leave me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams talking about Malta. What a great destination. Go to the online gizmo you've got in your hand. Look at visitmalta.what.com. There we go. Visit Malta.com. We'll be right back. Though you're gone, your love lives on when the light
ends. And as long as...
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Are you having any fun?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Michelle Buttigieg. She is the representative for Malta Tourism Authority based in the U.S. and has become my new best friend. We have so much in common. We get on the phone to talk business, and then we talk about a thousand other things. No?
We do indeed.
Yeah. So talk to me about what's going on in 2018. You know, I was mentioning to you in the commercial break, which my listeners don't have the benefit of being able to hear, that my very good friend and oft guest on Travelers 411 and Travel with Stephanie Abrams, he is the CEO and founder of Martello Media, and his company is responsible for some of the most exciting visitors' experiences at various places in the world. For those of you who recall, or you can go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, put in Mark Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. You'll get the interviews I did with him. Take the most recent ones. They're about Malta. And he was fascinating. Oh, my God. He's a walking encyclopedia. And, oh, so entertaining and so much fun. But he is responsible, and his company, for the installation, the visitor's experience at Fort St. Angelo, which you see for a moment in the film The Promise that just came out. And he also is responsible for an exhibit in the Science Museum in Malta, and he's currently working on a new installation at somewhere in Valletta. I think we actually walked by the building where it's going to be. It's like right in the main walkway area that when you walk through,
yes,
Valletta. He's installing some big art exhibit thing having to do with getting it done for the 2018 City of Culture of the EU, and our deal, he and I, is that we're supposed to go over sometime soon, and he will take us by our hot little hands and walk us through while it's still in creation, which we have done with him at three or four other exhibits he's done in the world, that we've seen it once or twice, the General Post Office in Dublin, the Yates exhibit at the National Library in Dublin, I'm trying to think what else. There are so many others that we saw it before, when it was in progress, and then went back when it was finished to see it. So, and I want to introduce Mark to the Marquis de Piro Nicholas and to Narsi Kalamata, because they all have so much in common. In fact, the Marquis de Piro's house, say it for me, it's the Casa de what? Do you remember the name of it?
Casa Rocca Piccolo.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yes,
So, and Piro is P-I-R-O. So if you go and put that,
yes,
just that into the search box at my site, you'll get the links to the archived audio. In his house, which you can visit, pay your admission at the door, and it is so worth the visit. It is this palatial 400 years of his family's history in that house. There is a bronze bust of Winston Churchill, who is Mark Leslie's first cousin twice removed. How about that? So I got to get these guys together. You know, this would be a good thing. So talk to me about what events are coming up that, you know, maybe my audience can get out your calendars, folks, or your little iPad, phone, something, pencil and paper, jot down some of the dates and see which work with your life. So talk to me. Let's talk Malta.
The best thing is, the good thing is this, there's always events in Malta, whether Valletta is the European capital or not. The Maltese love to live outside. So what the Malta Tourism Board did together with local boards is create an events calendar. So there's always something going on, whether it's the Jazz Festival that usually happens in July, Isle of MTV in June, the Baroque Festival in January. So there's an array of festivals throughout the year. So as you said, Stephanie, if you visit Malta, you can go and check the normal calendar. But if you go to Valletta2018.org and you go to their cultural program, you'll see an array of cultural things that are going to happen, as I said before, that touches different aspects of arts and culture. Not only in Valletta, but also features other parts of Malta, which is very smart, as you know, we are a small island. So it's very accessible to everywhere. You had a really good point. Book your holiday, book your hotel before. It will be busy, there's an array of places to stay, from five-star hotels to these little palazzos like the DePiro House in Valletta that were changed into little B&Bs, kind of. But imagine, it used to be a palazzo for the Knights of Malta, and then it changed into like an eight-room establishment, and there's ample of those in the city of Valletta.
Those guys knew how to live.
Really nice. Yeah, it's like a nice experience, different experience.
For sure. Well, Nicholas, Marcus DePiro, was explaining to us that his, I think, maybe, if not the last, very close to the last palatial home in Malta that is inhabited by the family. And that's,
yes,
you know, and they are, you know, passionate about maintaining that. I mean, you walk through and, you know, room after room, you have hundreds of years of portraiture of family members.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's like going to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, only it's in somebody's house.
Yeah, it's amazing. From the table setting, did you see?
I am a dishes person. Now, listen, I've got, you know, 15 sets of dishes, easy. I mean, you know, I'm into it. If you can break it, I love it. no, I love porcelain and chinaware and crystal and, you know, that's all my thing. You know, that's all my thing. And some of the stuff I have is, aside from, you know, just pretty stuff I bought in major department stores, I like, I don't drink tea, so it's a perfect thing to collect. I love teapots. I love the shape and the design and the artwork on the outside, and the, especially, so I started collecting teapots, and then it grew into chocolate pots and coffee pots. And you didn't know that in the 1800s, it was a big, 1700s even, to have a chocolate pot, you know, served hot chocolate, it was a big deal. Cider pots, yeah, and a lot of them are European. It's Limoges, Meissen, a little bit of English. Most of it is Limoges, though, because I'm crazy about that stuff. I mean, it's amazing artwork in something that, in theory, is functional, but I do my best not to use them. My job is just to guard them for the next person who wants to love them. And unfortunately, it's not going to be anybody in my family, because they couldn't care less. So just, you know, the guardian for whoever wants it next after I'm not on this planet anymore. So that's how it works, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, I'm really intrigued about the range of events. So maybe you can give us some insight into, you know, you mentioned the Jazz Festival and you mentioned the Baroque Festival. So clearly there is this wide, you know, 360-degree circle of musical events.
Variety, yes. And especially, like, and I also mentioned the Isle of MTV, which is in, usually happens at the end of June. And it features some of the most recent pop stars that are big on MTV. So that happens every year. so does the Baroque Festival, so does the Jazz Festival, and it's on an international level. But for Valletta 18, there'll be other types of festivals that will happen around the celebration of Valletta 18. And it's very intriguing. I mean, you have the Malta International Music Festival. You have the International Ballet Summer Program, which I think I'm very excited about that one, because I can be in Malta in summer and I can see ballet. Usually ballet for me is always in winter or in the fall, but this is a summer program. The Malta Fashion Week, which will be celebrated in Valletta as well.
Let's go back one second, because that's about all I got in the segment is 1 second. The ballet festival, who are the dancers? Is it a
dancers,
Malta ballet troupe?
I believe it is organized by a Maltese ballet school. I'm pretty sure they will have international visitors, guests.
And will we find all this? Will we find this at Valletta2018.org?
Yes, you will.
Okay.
Yes,
stay with me. We'll be right back. Don't leave me, people.
Thank you. Have your little fun.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
You belong to me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It's always fun to talk with somebody who just came back from someplace I love. And so it was great talking with Michelle Buttigieg, who is the representative for the U.S. for Malta Tourism Authority. Two places to check out: visit Malta.com and Valletta2018.org. Fairly amazing. In the next hour, we're going to be meeting with Narsi Kalamata. He's a remarkable man. And apparently, I went to him because I saw this film, The Promise, which you have got to go and see. It's in theaters now. So if you miss it, put it on your list of, watch for some cable network to rerun it. Try to watch it on some stream that is uninterrupted by commercials and unedited by somebody that's got to make it fit into 2 hours or something like that. So you want to watch it on something like, Showtime or HBO or whatever. The alternative is to have a look at Netflix or Redbox, or you can rent the DVD. But it's going to be months before that's available. And you really ought to see this film, The Promise. It's amazing. So we're going to be talking about that film, because part of it was filmed in Malta. And I spoke with Narsi, who is a film producer, director, actor in Malta, who indicated that the film Midnight Express, which has a cult following, film made in the late 70s, a true story about a young man who did a really stupid thing. He was in Turkey and he was either entering or leaving, I'm not sure which, but he was at a customs, immigration, border patrol spot, and he had a small amount, I think, or well, maybe he had bought a lot, I don't know, but he had marijuana on him, and he got arrested. And I want to tell you people, if you think going to jail in America stinks, try going to jail in a place like Turkey or Thailand. Oh, did you see the film Broke Down Palace? Now, Broke Down Palace is also based on a true story of two young girls who get themselves into a really stupid place. And there are a couple of lessons to be learned from it. Number one, when somebody has your luggage, like the bellman at the hotel, or you check out of your hotel room at 11 or noon, and you don't need to go to the airport till a few hours from now, so you check your luggage with the bellman, and you go shopping or sightseeing or whatever. You come back to get your luggage. You get in a taxi. The first thing you want to do is, if there's only one of you traveling, you stand and you watch all your luggage get into the trunk of the taxi. If there are two of you or more, just one person has to stand there and count. Know how many pieces of luggage you checked and make sure every piece of luggage makes it into the trunk. Watch the trunk lid close and then get in the taxi. Because what are you going to do about it when you get to the airport? You're now at the point where you've got just enough time to check in, go through security, get on your flight, whatever. And they open the trunk and one of your bags is missing. What do you do about it then? Because if you go back for the bag, you're going to miss the flight. So you first of all want to make sure all of your luggage gets in. Secondly, most hotels, especially when you're staying at a really good hotel, a 4 or 5 star, people there value their jobs, they're professionals at what they do, whether it's they're the doorman, the bellman, the front desk people. But there are, especially in, you know, the 1 and 2 star hotel variety, when you're looking for cheap, and you don't know who can be bribed where, who's got a side job going on. But when you check your baggage and you go off with the hotel and you go off somewhere else and you come back, you watch it all get loaded into the trunk of the car. You're fine. You get to the airport. If somebody asks you who packed the bag, you can tell them you packed the bag. And if they ask you, did anybody else, was the baggage out of your hands? Yes, you need to say, we checked it for 3 hours with the bellman at the hotel. It was out of our possession for that period of time. Because in the film, Broke Down Palace, based on a true story, somebody put a kilo of drugs into the backpacks of these girls. When they got to the airport, and they didn't pick up their luggage or touch it or see it or whatever, they got in the taxi and off they went. My impression in the film was that the drugs were slipped into one of the backpacks, or both of the backpacks, I don't really remember. I think it was just one. When the girls got in the cab, the trunk lid is up. Somebody is standing loading the luggage in and slips the Mickey into somebody's backpack and closes the trunk. And when they got to the airport, the girl whose backpack it was picked up the backpack and says in the film, gee, this gained weight, feels heavy, whatever. That's because it had 10 pounds of drugs in it. Well, the kilo is only 2.25 pounds, but whatever it was, it added to the weight. And then when she said, no, it hasn't been out of my sight, I packed it, whatever, okay, then you must have put the drugs in. Got to see the film. And we have to go into the next hour, right after the top of the hour news. So stay with me, everybody, because we've got a spectacular hour coming up. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.